Now, both guitars are playing these chords in the same place at this point. The F chord that I used is down here on the first fret. You can bar it with your first finger all the way across the first fret, and then your second finger on the third string second fret, third finger on the fifth string in the third fret, and then your fourth finger on the fourth string in the third fret. Strum all six strings. Move that up two frets, you have the G. Move it up two frets again, and then take off the middle finger and the little finger. That leaves you with the entire fifth fret barred with the first finger, and then your third finger on the fifth string seventh fret. And once we're here, we will go. So that's just down, down. Hold that out. Then we break into the full rhythm part, where we have A minor, F, and G, and A minor. The other guitar is playing those same chords, but lower. So let's take a look at the high chords first. We just use the bar chord using the fifth fret with our first finger, and then our third finger is on the fifth string seventh fret, and our fourth finger is on the fourth string seventh fret. That'll be our A minor. The F was like what we did before. We barred the first fret, and then we had the third string second fret, fifth string third fret, and then the fourth string third fret. For the G, we went up two frets and then went back to our A minor. The rhythm pattern is down, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, 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 up. You do that for each chord. Now the other guitar playing lower uses the A minor that has our first finger on the second string in the first fret. Our second finger is on the fourth string in the second fret. And then our third finger is on the third string in the second fret. With this, don't hit the sixth string because it doesn't match. Just the bottom five strings. Same rhythm pattern. For your F chord, I want you to use the same F chord we just used on the other guitar. For the G, however, we are going to use a standard open G chord where our third finger is holding down the sixth string third fret, our second finger is on the fifth string in the second fret, and then our fourth finger is on the first string third fret. And then back to our A minor. That's the first half of the intro. Then we basically go back and do that again twice. We'll have A minor, F, G, A minor, and then again, A minor, F, have an extra two beats of A minor, and that gives us the room for the lead guitar to play that, which are the pickup notes that lead us into the next section. And like before, the other guitar will play up the neck with the A minor, the F, G, and A minor, starting on the fifth fret. And that will be the intro, which we will call the section A. We're going to label each of these sections using letters so that whenever we repeat these sections, we can just refer to them by their section letter name. That was section A, which serves as an intro. Now let's take a look at the next section.